Everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today into Cadnetics Design and Construction Support Services.
They're a really fascinating company.
Yeah, they are. We've got their 2024 Brand Analysis and Business Review Report.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're all about bringing cutting-edge tech and sustainable practices to architecture, engineering, and construction, the AEC industry, as they call it.
What's interesting is that they're not just going after any project.
Right.
They're really focused on the folks who are designing and building our cities.
Exactly. The people who shape our skylines and, you know, our public spaces.
Right.
Make the concrete jungle a little more livable.
More human.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got a really impressive track record already.
They do.
Over 8,000 projects completed.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And over 2,000 happy clients.
That's not just quantity, though.
Okay.
If you actually dig into it, there are 8,000 plus projects.
Yeah.
It shows their adaptability and experience.
Okay.
You know, they're not a one-trick pony.
Yep.
They can really handle anything in the AEC industry.
So they're experienced and versatile. That's good.
Yeah.
So this report really dives deep into their strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The whole SWOT analysis.
Yeah, the SWOT analysis. We should look at the bigger picture of the construction world and trends.
Okay.
Like BIM building information modeling.
Mm.
It's basically making a digital twin of a project before you even break ground.
That's pretty cool.
And then there's virtual reality.
Yeah.
And the growing demand for eco-friendly buildings. Green buildings.
Okay, let's start with the SWOT analysis.
Okay.
First up, strengths.
Okay.
They list their proven track record as a big plus, and I can see why 8,000 projects.
It makes sense from the perspective of someone like Nathaniel.
Oh, yeah. Nathaniel, our hypothetical city planner.
Yeah.
From the report.
He's got a lot on his plate juggling projects, meeting deadlines.
Yeah. Trying to make the city better.
Exactly.
Right. So you'd want a company with a proven track record.
Makes sense.
Someone who's been there, done that.
Yeah.
All right. So experience is one strength.
Yeah.
What else stands out to you?
Well, their use of cutting edge technology is a big one.
Okay.
They're all about giving clients access to the best tools available, but without the headache of owning and maintaining them.
Oh, so instead of Nathaniel City having to shell out a ton of money for expensive software licenses,
right.
They can just use what Cadnetics offers.
Exactly. And technology changes so rapidly.
Yeah.
It's a huge advantage for Cadnetics to offer these as a service so they can always provide the latest and greatest.
Okay. So their experience, tech savvy, sounds good to me.
It's a winning a combo.
Yeah, it is. But no one's perfect, right?
That's right.
What about their weaknesses?
Yeah.
The report mentions that they're heavily reliant on their clients.
Yeah, that's pretty common in the industry.
Okay.
And if a couple big clients decide to go somewhere else, it could have a domino effect.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, how do they mitigate that risk?
Well, the report suggests diversifying their services, not putting all their eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah.
They also emphasize proactive client relationships.
That makes sense.
Going above and beyond to keep those clients happy.
It's about building those long-term partnerships.
Exactly. And speaking of things that could disrupt business, the report lists economic downturns as a major threat.
Yeah, the construction industry is definitely vulnerable to the economy.
For sure. We've all seen projects stall when things go south. Makes me nervous just thinking about it.
And it's not just recessions. The AEC industry is very cyclical.
Oh, right.
But Cadnetics gets that, and they try to stay ahead of the curve by constantly innovating.
So they're always evolving to meet the demands of the market.
Right.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Enough doom and gloom. Let's talk opportunities.
Okay.
Where does Cadnetics see potential for growth?
Well, one big area is expansion.
Okay.
I mean, they're based in Pittsburgh, but already operate nationwide.
Uh-huh.
Imagine them taking their expertise global.
Global domination. Okay. Maybe not domination, but definitely a wider reach.
That.
Okay, what else?
Well, they're also laser focused on sustainability and green building trends.
Yeah.
And those are only going to become more prominent.
Right.
And Cadnetics is positioning themselves as a leader in that space.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were looking at geographical expansion and riding the wave of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Let's zoom out for a second and talk about the AEC market as a whole.
Yeah.
It's massive, right?
Huge. Hundreds of billions of dollars.
Wow. What's driving all that growth?
A few key things.
Okay.
First, urbanization.
Okay.
People are moving to cities, which means more buildings.
Right. More people, yeah. More construction.
Makes sense.
What else?
Technological advancements.
Okay.
We've already talked about how Cadnetics embraces new tech, but this is happening industry-wide.
Okay.
New tools and techniques are changing how we design, build, and manage projects.
So it's not just about building more, it's about building smarter.
Right.
Okay, what's the third thing?
Infrastructure investments. Governments around the world are pouring money into large-scale projects.
Okay, like roads, bridges.
Yeah, roads, bridges, public transportation.
So lots of opportunity for companies like Cadnetics.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got urbanization, technological advancements, and infrastructure investments all driving growth.
Yes.
It can't all be smooth sailing, though, right?
Well.
The report did mention a shortage of skilled labor as a challenge.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And it impacts timelines and costs, right?
Yeah, if you can't find enough skilled workers,
yeah,
projects get delayed, budgets get blown, everyone's stressed.
Not good. So how does Cadnetics address this?
That's where their comprehensive solutions come in.
Okay.
They're basically filling those gaps in expertise.
Gotcha.
Need help with BIM modeling.
Yeah.
Cadnetics has got you covered.
Okay.
Struggling to find qualified surveyors.
Uh-huh.
They have a team ready to go.
It's like having a super-powered team on call.
Exactly.
That you can just call in whenever you need them.
Yep.
That's yeah. Fantastic.
And it allows people like Nathaniel to focus on the bigger picture.
Okay, so instead of Nathaniel scrambling to find different contractors for each part of a project,
right,
Cadnetics can handle it all, streamline everything, and minimize those headaches.
Exactly.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered Cadnetics' strengths and weaknesses in the AEC market, and even how they're helping to address the skilled labor shortage.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the people they're serving?
Yeah.
Time to step into the shoes of their customers.
I like it.
So Nathaniel is our city planner extraordinaire.
Right.
He's in his 40s.
Passionate about building sustainable communities.
Yeah, loves new technology.
Always looking for ways to make his job easier.
Basically the ideal Cadnetics client.
Pretty much.
So how does Cadnetics tailor their approach to someone like Nathaniel?
Well, they go beyond just selling services.
Okay.
They try to understand his needs, mm-hmm. his pain points, what keeps him up at night.
So it's like building a profile.
Yeah.
What makes Nathaniel tick, what his priorities are, and how they can best support him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by understanding Nathaniel, they can develop targeted marketing
yeah.
and services that really resonate.
So they can say, hey, we get you, and we can help.
Right.
Okay, so let's pretend we're spending a day with Nathaniel. What does that look like?
Okay.
And how do Cadnetics services fit into his world?
So picture this. Nathaniel starts his day by reviewing the latest BIM model for a new park project.
Hold on, back up a sec.
Oh, yeah.
For those of us who aren't city planners, what's a BIM model?
Oh, good point. It's a super detailed 3D digital representation of the park.
Okay.
Includes everything, layout, landscaping structures, even the materials being used.
So Nathaniel can walk through the park virtually before they even break ground.
Exactly. And it helps them catch any potential problems.
Wow.
And make sure everything fits together.
That's incredible. So where does Cadnetics come in?
Well, they don't just create these models.
Okay.
They offer ongoing support and expertise.
So if Nathaniel runs into a snag or needs a second opinion, Cadnetics is there.
Yep.
That frees up his time to focus on other things.
Exactly.
Like community engagement or securing funding.
So it's like having a BIM expert on call.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so Nathaniel's reviewed the park model. What's next?
He's got a meeting with some developers who are proposing a new mixed-use development downtown.
Ooh, that sounds like a big one.
It is. Residential, commercial, and public spaces all mixed together. Very complex.
Wow.
And one of Nathaniel's concerns is how this will impact existing infrastructure.
Okay.
Will the roads be able to handle more traffic?
Right. What about water and sewer lines?
Exactly. That's a lot to consider.
It is.
And this is where Cadnetics reality capture services come in.
Okay.
They use things like laser scanning and drone photography to create really precise 3D models.
Wait, they can create a digital twin of the entire downtown?
Essentially, yes.
Wow.
And this allows Nathaniel to see how this new development will interact with everything else.
Okay.
He can identify potential issues, optimize the design, and make sure it integrates well with the surrounding area.
So it's not just about plopping down a new building.
It's about making sure it fits into what's already there.
Exactly. Now let's fast forward to the afternoon.
Okay.
Nathaniel has to present this development proposal to the city council.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he needs a way to communicate the vision and get everyone on board.
This is where those VR presentations come in, right?
You know it. Instead of static blueprints, Nathaniel can take the council on a virtual tour.
Wait, so they put on VR headsets and actually walk around the development?
Yep. They can experience the scale, the flow, the overall feel.
That's amazing.
And it's much easier for them to understand the design and give feedback.
That's got to be way more engaging than staring at a flat screen.
For sure.
It's like bringing the project to life.
It really highlights how CADnetics is using tech not just to improve efficiency, but also communication and collaboration.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen how CADnetics supports Nathaniel throughout his day.
Yeah.
Reviewing BIM models, presenting in VR, they're like his secret weapon.
They are.
What sets them apart from the competition, though?
Well, first, they're flexible and scalable support.
Okay.
They can adapt to the client's needs.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach?
Right.
They tailor their services to each project.
Exactly. If Nathaniel needs a full team, CADnetics can provide that.
Uh-huh.
But if he just needs a quick consult, they can do that too.
So it's like having that super-powered team on call again.
That's a great way to put it.
This flexibility's got to be a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the AEC world where things can be unpredictable.
Right. Deadlines are always shifting.
Yep.
Okay. So flexibility is key.
Yes.
What's their second selling point?
Their comprehensive all-in-one solution.
Okay. So instead of Nathaniel having to juggle multiple vendors,
yeah,
he can get everything from CADnetics. It simplifies things.
It does less time coordinating, less paperwork.
Less risk.
Less risk.
And probably saves money in the long run.
Absolutely. And it lets him focus on what he does best.
Yeah. Making the city better. Okay, but here's the million-dollar question. How does CADnetics manage to do it all?
Oh, yeah. How do they do it all?
How do they deliver this comprehensive suite of services without sacrificing quality?
Well, technology plays a huge role.
Yeah, they're not just using technology. They're really embracing it.
That's right.
Pushing the boundaries.
They are.
Remember those common complaints we hear about other AEC firms?
Yeah. Inconsistent quality, missed deadlines.
Lack of customization.
Yeah.
CADnetics is addressing those head-on with their tech-driven approach.
Right. They're using everything from BIM and VR to AI.
Wow.
Always looking for new ways to improve.
So it's not just about having the latest gadgets.
No.
It's about using them to solve real problems.
Exactly.
Give me an example.
Okay, imagine Nathaniel is working on a bridge renovation.
Okay.
This bridge is old and the drawings are incomplete. A nightmare.
I can only imagine.
Well, CADnetics can use their reality capture technology to create a super accurate 3D model of the bridge.
Oh, so instead of relying on outdated blueprints, he has a digital replica of how the bridge actually is.
Exactly. This allows him to plan more effectively and spot any potential issues.
Wow.
It also saves time and money because he doesn't need as many costly on-site inspections.
It's like X-ray vision for bridges.
Exactly. And that's just one example.
Okay, so they're flexible, comprehensive, and tech savvy.
Yes.
Sounds like a winning formula.
It does.
But all this innovation requires investment.
Yeah.
How's CADnetics planning to fund their ambitious goals?
Well, they're definitely not shy about needing funding.
Okay.
And they have a clear plan for how that investment will fuel their growth.
So it's not just throwing money at the problem.
Right, they're strategic about it.
Like playing chess, thinking several moves ahead.
Exactly. They've mapped out their financial needs for each stage of growth.
Okay.
And they've got plans for how they'll use that capital.
So what are they pitching to potential investors?
Well, they're telling a story of innovation, of a company solving real problems in a big and growing market.
That's a compelling story.
And they're emphasizing AI.
Okay.
This isn't just a buzzword for them. It's at the core of their strategy.
So how are they actually using AI? Give me some concrete examples.
Okay. Internally, they're using it to streamline their operations.
Okay, like automating tasks and making data-driven decisions.
Exactly.
Makes sense. That makes them more efficient.
It does.
What about for customers?
Yeah.
How does AI benefit someone like Nathaniel?
This is where things get interesting.
Okay.
Imagine them using AI to analyze the city's infrastructure data.
Like traffic patterns, energy consumption.
Yes, traffic patterns, energy consumption, environmental conditions.
And what can they do with all that information?
They can develop predictive models that spot potential problems before they occur.
Oh, wow.
Let's say Nathaniel's worried about a bridge.
Okay.
CADnetics AI could analyze data from the bridge and alert Nathaniel if there's a potential issue.
Whoa, that's like a crystal ball for infrastructure.
Exactly. So the city can move from reactive to proactive.
Wow.
Instead of waiting for something to break, they can prevent it.
Saves time, money, maybe even lives.
Absolutely.
Now, this kind of tech requires some creative marketing.
For sure.
You can't just send out a boring brochure.
You can't.
So how are they getting the word out?
Well, they're trying some really innovative things.
Like what?
Remember those VR showcases for urban planning?
Yeah.
Well, they're taking it a step further by adding AI to those experiences.
Tell me more.
Okay, so Nathaniel puts on a VR headset.
Yeah.
And he sees a 3D model of the city.
Okay.
But he can also interact with an AI-powered city advisor.
Whoa!
This advisor can answer his questions.
Okay.
Provide data and even simulate at different scenarios.
So instead of passively watching, he's having this interactive experience.
Exactly. It's like a super smart virtual assistant.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's a great example of how Cadnetics is blending technology and creativity to market their services.
So it's not just about Flash. It's about understanding their audience.
And Nathaniel loves new tech.
Yes, he does.
So this would definitely appeal to him.
It would.
It's a memorable way to showcase their services.
It is.
Okay, so beyond the tech, though, there's another important element to their success.
What's that?
Their focus on building relationships with clients.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to close deals.
No, they're building partnerships.
So it's not just acquiring clients. It's about keeping them happy.
Exactly.
For the long haul.
They're enhancing lifetime value.
Okay, give me some specifics.
Okay, so they have dedicated account managers.
Okay.
Who really care about the client's success.
Okay.
And they offer ongoing training and support.
Uh-huh.
To make sure the clients are getting the most out of their services.
That's smart.
And they even host exclusive events and workshops to get their clients collaborating and sharing knowledge.
It's about creating a community.
Exists.
Zach, where everyone wins.
That's right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so they've got a solid foundation.
A forward-thinking approach, and they're committed to their clients.
They are.
What's next for Cadnetics, though?
Well, they've got big plans for growth.
Okay.
They want to expand geographically.
Okay.
And also add more services.
So we might see Cadnetics popping up in cities all over the world?
It's definitely a possibility.
Wow.
They're also exploring new areas within AEC.
Okay.
Looking for opportunities to use their tech to solve even more complex challenges.
So they're aiming for world domination.
Well,
but is it just about getting bigger, or is there a bigger purpose?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And it brings us back to sustainability.
Okay.
It's not just marketing for them. It's really part of their company culture.
So it's not just about building bigger and better.
Right.
It's about doing it responsibly with the future in mind.
Exactly. They want to create a more sustainable built environment.
Okay.
They're working with clients who share their values.
Yeah.
And they're constantly innovating to make things better.
It's inspiring to see a company focused on making a difference.
It is.
So what are your final takeaways about Cadnetics?
I'm really impressed by their ambition.
Yeah.
Their strategic thinking and their passion for what they do.
Yeah.
They're not just another firm. They're a force for positive change.
Yeah.
In an industry that really needs it.
Yeah, they're a company to watch.
They are.
A company that's proving that innovation, sustainability, and putting the client first aren't just buzzwords.
Yeah.
They're a recipe for success.
And they're building cool things.
Exactly. It's a reminder that even in an industry like construction,
yeah,
there's room for creativity and a desire to make a difference.
And for you, our listener,
yes,
here's a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
If you were Nathaniel facing the challenges of building a better city,
yeah,
what would be most appealing to you about Cadnetics services and why?
That's something to think about.
It is.
As you explore the world of architecture, engineering, and construction.
It's an exciting world.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
So Nathaniel's got this big meeting with the city council coming up.
Right, to present the development proposal.
Right, and he needs to convince them it's a good fit.
I bet Cadnetics can help with that.
Oh, they definitely can. Remember, Nathaniel loves visuals.
He does.
And Cadnetics visualization services are perfect for this.
So we're talking renderings, animations?
Yes, high quality stuff.
Even 3D models that really bring the project to life.
Exactly. It's about creating an immersive experience.
So instead of just looking at blueprints,
right,
they can step right into the development.
And see how it fits into the neighborhood.
That's got to be powerful.
It is. Especially for a complex project like this.
Yeah, we're talking residential, commercial, public spaces.
It's all connected.
So Cadnetics can show not just the architecture, but also how it impacts traffic.
Right, exactly.
Pedestrian access, even the overall vibe.
They can show it all.
I bet the city council would be impressed.
I think so. It's one thing to describe a project.
Mm-hmm.
It's another to actually experience it.
That's a good point. Nathaniel's got some great tools at his disposal.
He does, and that's not all.
No.
They can even create simulations to show how the development evolves over time.
Oh, wow. So they can see what it'll look like in 5, 10, even 20 years?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It helps address concerns about the long-term impact.
That's a really smart approach.
It is.
Okay, but left it back for a second.
Okay.
We've talked about all these services.
Yeah.
But how does Cadnetics make sure they're always delivering top-notch quality?
Well, it goes back to their focus on technology.
Okay.
They're not just using the latest stuff.
Yeah.
They're also developing their own tools and processes.
So they have their own secret sauce.
You could say that.
A blend of technology and expertise.
Right. And a really rigorous approach to quality control.
And that's what sets them apart?
It is. In the AEC industry, you often see inconsistencies.
Oh, yeah. Missed deadlines, things, not meeting expectations.
Exactly. Cadnetics wants to change that.
I can see why they have so many happy clients.
They're raising the bar.
So let's talk about the people behind Cadnetics.
Okay.
Their team. What can you tell us about them?
Well, the report emphasizes that they're very careful about who they hire.
Okay.
It's not just about technical skills.
Uh-huh.
It's about shared values.
Things like collaboration.
Yes, collaboration, innovation, a passion for sustainability.
So it's a team of rock stars.
Pretty much.
Who are also good people.
That's right.
I can see why clients trust them.
And it's not just about individual talent.
Okay.
Cadnetics has built a culture of teamwork.
So everyone's supporting each other and learning together.
Exactly.
No wonder they're so successful.
It's a winning formula.
It is.
Okay.
Let's talk about competition for a bit.
All right.
Every company has rivals.
They do.
Even one as innovative as Cadnetics.
Right.
So who are they up against?
Well, the report mentions some big players.
Okay.
Like Autodesk, Trimble, Bentley Systems.
Those are some heavy hitters.
They're well-established companies with a lot of resources.
So how does Cadnetics compete with those giants?
Well, they have a niche focus.
Oh, okay.
Remember, they're focused on those who shape our cities.
Yeah, planners, architects, developers.
Exactly. They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
So they've carved out their own space.
Right. They have a specific target market.
But these big companies have so many resources.
Yeah, that's where Cadnetics' agility comes in.
Okay.
They can adapt quickly and try new things.
They're not bogged down by bureaucracy.
Exactly. They're nimble.
It's like David versus Goliath.
Sort of, but Cadnetics has their own advantages.
Right. Their innovation and their focus.
And they're not afraid to partner with other companies.
Even competitors.
Even competitors, if it benefits their clients.
That's a sign of confidence.
It is. They really put the client first.
That's great to hear.
It is.
Okay, so we've talked about their team, their competition, and their commitment to quality.
Mm.
But let's not forget about sustainability.
It's not just a buzzword for them.
Right. It's part of who they are.
It's in everything they do.
Give me an example.
Well, they make a point of working with clients who share their values.
So they're choosing projects that align with their commitment to the environment.
Exactly. And they're constantly looking for ways to make their own operations more sustainable.
So reducing their carbon footprint?
Yes. Minimizing waste, using renewable energy.
They're walking the walk.
They are.
And that's not just good for the planet. It's good for business, too.
Absolutely. More and more clients are looking for that.
Makes sense. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's a must have.
Right.
Cadnetics is ahead of the curve.
They are. And it also impacts their team.
How so?
Well, imagine working for a company that's making a difference.
It must be motivating.
It is. It creates a sense of pride and purpose.
Okay, so we've covered a lot.
We have.
Cadnetics is using technology to disrupt the industry.
Right.
They're building a strong team.
Yes.
And they're committed to sustainability.
They are.
But there's more to come.
There is.
They have big plans for the future.
They want to reach more clients, expand in new markets.
And keep pushing the boundaries.
Right. They're not done yet.
In our final segment, we'll explore their growth strategies.
Okay.
And see how Cadnetics is aiming to make a real impact on the world.
One city at a time.
Stay tuned.
Cadnetics has got a vision for growth that goes way beyond just getting bigger.
Yeah, they're talking about transforming the AEC industry.
Exactly. It's like creating a ripple effect.
Yeah, okay.
Where their approach inspires others to step up their game, too.
So how do they plan to make that happen?
Well, first, they're not just waiting for customers to come to them.
Right.
They're actively looking for those who are ready to embrace change.
Okay, the early adopters?
Yes, the ones who are excited about new technology and pushing boundaries.
So they're building a community of innovators.
You could say that.
A group of people who are excited about the future of AEC.
That's a good way to put it.
So how do they find these people?
They're using all sorts of tactics.
Like what?
Targeted content marketing, free trials, webinars.
Yeah.
Even influencer partnerships.
Mm.
It's about creating buzz and showcasing their expertise.
So they're casting a wide net?
Right, but they're being strategic about it.
Looking for those who are already leaning into the future.
Exactly, the ones who want to challenge the status quo.
Okay, so once they've got the attention of these early adopters,
yeah.
What's next?
Then they scale their success to a wider market.
Okay, how do they do that?
Expanding their product portfolio using data-driven marketing.
Okay.
And even looking at mergers and acquisitions.
So they're thinking big.
They are.
Not just small steps, but exponential growth.
That's right.
But growth isn't just about getting new clients.
Okay.
It's also about keeping the ones you have.
Right.
How does Cadnetics make sure their clients stick around?
They focus on what they call lifetime value enhancement.
Okay.
They know that happy clients are repeat clients.
Makes sense.
So they put a lot of effort into building those long-term relationships.
So going above and beyond to make clients feel valued?
Exactly.
How do they actually do that?
Well, they have dedicated account managers.
Okay.
Who are really invested in the client's success.
Uh-huh.
They offer ongoing training and support.
Okay.
To make sure clients are getting the most out of the services.
So the clients aren't just left to figure it out on their own.
No, they get help every step of the way.
That's great.
And they host events and workshops to bring clients together.
So it's about building a community.
Exactly.
Where everyone can learn and grow.
Right.
I like that approach.
It's a win-win.
It is. Okay. We can't talk about Cadnetics' future without mentioning their global ambitions.
They're already nationwide.
But they're thinking bigger.
Much bigger.
So they're exploring new markets, thinking about how to tailor their services to different parts of the world.
It's a big challenge.
It is, but it makes sense.
The AEC industry is global.
Imagine Cadnetics shaping sustainable cities all over the world.
It's an exciting thought.
It is, and they're approaching this expansion strategically.
Oh yeah, they're not just jumping in.
Right, they're taking the time to understand each market.
And building relationships with local partners.
It's like planting seeds.
Yes, seeds that could grow into something amazing.
But at the heart of all this is their commitment to sustainability.
It's not just a slogan for them.
Right, it's part of their DNA.
Exactly. They believe the AEC industry has a responsibility to build a better future.
Oh, okay.
A future that's more sustainable, more resilient, more equitable.
And they're taking that seriously.
They are.
It's inspiring to see a company that's focused on more than just profit.
I agree. They want to make a positive impact.
And that resonates with people.
It does, with clients, with investors, with employees.
It's what sets Cadnetics apart.
It's their superpower.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling optimistic.
Me too.
Cadnetics is walking the walk.
They're
not just talking about change. They're making it happen.
And proving that you can be successful and sustainable at the same time.
Right. They're raising the bar for everyone.
They are.
And for you, our listener,
yeah,
we have one final thought.
What role will you play in shaping the future?
Will you be part of the solution?
Or will you just watch from the sidelines?
The choice is yours.
But we hope you'll be inspired to join Cadnetics.
Yeah, and others like them.
In building a better future.
Thanks for joining us.